Hello, Sexy Sunday. It's the best day of the week because I get to share a convo with you about sex, relationships, and being the most free and confident version of yourself. I'm big on making my own rules and normalizing these kinds of conversations because I believe that the more we talk about it, the better sex we're all going to have because we'll be more educated and hornier. We walk around and hardly broach this topic in our normal lives, but I'm trying to change that. This is storytelling that's entertaining as hell, that will leave you laughing and gasping, introducing ideas that'll change you and break you open to celebrating your sexy self. Come with a curious head and brave heart, and let's play. I'm Bonnie Weeks, and this is gonna be fun. Hello, sexy. Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, I have a story to tell you. The devotional today is going to wander into the area of owning the hell out of your orgasm. And in particular, my current of where I'm at in orgasming. And like all stories that are shared here, it really is an exploration of just saying the damn things. And hopefully, you know, that me sharing some of these things that perhaps some think are too personal, right? Or why are we talking about this in public, that it encourages more conversation between all of us. And perhaps you reach out to me and you share a story of your own, and perhaps you talk to your lover or talk to your kids or talk to your parents. You have a conversation about sex with your mom. I've done that recently, and about some STD things and STIs, and it was really cool. It just kind of happened in conversation when she was visiting, but this podcast is not about that. But it is in that, you know, hopefully that's the kind of shit that happens, right? Because if we're talking about sex, that means we're communicating, and that means we're going to have better sex. And the more we talk about sex, the more sex we have too. If you start talking about what you like, what you don't like, what you want to try, what you don't want to try, how you're feeling about sex, I mean, odds are pretty high that you might have more sex. You might get interested in the curiosity. It really provides some things, right? But today, let's talk about how I am owning my orgasm. So I have been dealing with some low back pain, and it's gone into my left SI. I have had no imaging done of my spine. And in reality, like, there are so many of us that walk around with like disc herniations or weird things in our spine that we don't even know about, and we're totally fine. And then perhaps there's some of us who might have some complications and some pain, and then we're like, oh no, we have a herniation, where actually there's a lot of us that do, that are totally functional and pain-free. So although I have not had any imaging done, my symptoms are such that it seems like it might be a disc herniation. So I'm doing much better than what I was. And still, I am on a healing journey. 2023 for me is a year where my word is trust. I'm trusting this year in regards to my body and the timing of things and healing and friendships and lovership and business, kids, like, I mean, you name it. Like, this is a year of trust. And you know, in speaking to sensuality, I mean, thinking of trust, that's all very much a drop into the feminine, which is something I also feel like is a call for me this year of it's not a push, right? This is me feeling the container that my masculine energy has helped create. And if these terms are feeling like they're off-putting, I just want to make sure it's clear that this is not speaking according to male-female gender language, and that, you know, there has been harm done as well with these terms, but really thinking of the energy and capacity and the ways that we all carry masculine and feminine energy. So in this way, I am leaning into trust in my healing process. And let me tell you, there are some things, there's things I can do and I can hide it well and whatnot, but I can't lean over and tie my shoes. And that would be really nice. I can't jump off of 2 feet and land on 2 feet. I am terrified of slipping down the stairs. I cannot wrestle my kids. And I can't forward fold at all, especially over that left leg. And I cannot ride on top of my lover so that I orgasm. Now, there's lots of ways to orgasm, and people can orgasm without any sort of ejaculation, whether that's male or female ejaculation, but just that without any sort of liquid coming out of any body, an orgasm can happen. And I truly say this for male-bodied people as well, is when there is like this peak, right, where we go up and we're in some sort of heightened sensation, and then it diminishes. That's an orgasm. And, you know, maybe the orgasm definition has been when ejaculation occurs, but that is not necessarily when it always happens. So can I ride that wave and squirt and have my lover's hand up me and that feels amazing? Yes. But there is something to clitorally orgasming that is really enjoyable. And you know, I am working on doing cats and cows. If you look up cat and cow, right? Like doing a spinal flexion, spinal extension, you know, just rounding your spine and then dipping it, moving your pelvis in all different directions. I'm just trying to make sure I'm trying to focus on being able to do that. And so with that, I mean, like think about twerking. This is the motion of sex. And it's really hard to do. Not, I mean, there's no pun intended here, but there is too, right? But it's difficult because of the pain that I've had. So recently I was the only person in the house. And, you know, this was like about a week ago. And I was the only person in the house, and it was the middle of the day, and I took my vibrator, and I have 3 mirrors on my wall in my bedroom, and I stood in front of my mirrors. I most commonly use my vibrator to masturbate while standing, and I was standing there, and I do enjoy looking in the mirror and watching myself, watching it all happen. I will then close my eyes, or who knows, you know, whatever. We make weird faces when we are in that space. Like, that's great. The weirder, the better. And then thinking about, you know, as I'm in that moment and watching myself there, and then I orgasm. And I don't know, that was something different because I yelled so loud. Like, I yelled and I was angry, and then I started crying and just frustrated, and I just started yelling. And it was so nice to be all by myself in the house and that I could just release, and I just sobbed and I just yelled, and I was like, I do not want this pain. And this pain does not get to own my joy. And this pain does not get to own my pleasure. And this pain does not get to be in control of my life. It does not. And I just started saying this out loud. You know, this is those things, you know, those times when there's no forethought and it just comes out of you. And this moment where I hadn't orgasmed for a little bit, and then using the vibrator and being alone, that release, like the physical body, right? We're so interconnected that the physical body is attached to this emotional self. And so like the power, and this is why I really continue to lean on movement, right? And besides obvious health, you know, benefits, like, you know, no low back pain if you keep strength training. well, I won't say no low back pain, but mitigation of, and it's just a way, the body is a way into our emotional self. And so in this moment, I'm having this experience where my body provided the orgasm and then it allowed my emotions to then come out and be angry and to be frustrated and to be sad and to not like where I was, and also to lay claim to what I want and to lay claim to what my pain does not get to own. And it was a moment, y'all. It was a moment. And it was one that I am grateful for because it felt like a reset where I was like, ah, here you are, Bonnie. I don't know. Have you had those? You have those moments where you like let yourself really express how you're feeling. Maybe it's in your car. Maybe it's in your place you live. Maybe it's in the middle of the woods. Maybe it's at the ocean. I don't know. Somewhere. I hope it's somewhere for you. And where you really release and you get to say, ah, there you are. Like, I see you in there. I see you. I love you. I'm listening to you. And where you get to lay claim to the life that you want. And I mean, perhaps it's owning the orgasm, right? And I think about this where, you know, so at this current moment, you know, to continue this conversation, you know, last night in bed, I was being Little Spoon and my lover's being Big Spoon, and we were attempting then to be like, okay, yeah, I think sex can happen. Sex in the way of penis penetrating vagina. Okay. P&V. And I couldn't. Yeah, like my hip was in pain at that moment. There's other times that like you can, and different positions are better than others right now. But last night, even as I'm recording this, I started like it was getting painful, and I was like, I can't. And I wanted to. Oh my gosh, I wanted to. And I rolled over on my back and he just held me. And I wasn't loud crying, but I was just like, I wasn't even making any noise, I don't think, with my mouth really, besides just like some breathing every once in a while, as you do when there's silentish tears. And he just held my head. He just like wrapped his arms around me in that moment. And I feel really grateful for a lover right now that is holding me in this, because this is not where I want to be. Like, and like, it makes me feel like, I mean, early in the day, like, let's just take the same day. So this was last night. Yesterday morning, I felt hella good. And I like 100%, like he had been sitting downstairs and I came over and I crawled on top of him and he was doing things that were not anything sexy. And I 100% seduced him. And, you know, we had all fun, like all fun, good times in the living room on top of the sheepskin rugs. And his mouth is on me, my mouth is on him, and he's in me. And we're like, all, you know, like it's great. His hand's in me. Like we're doing all the things. And that felt really good. And there's a power. Like, do you feel that? Like, do you feel that sense of power that can come when you, one, like, are just, you know, feeling well fucked, and two, when you realize that you have the power to seduce someone? And I say that with awareness that, you know, that could be used for lots of different ways by lots of different people, but I mean, my lover wants me to do that, right? But the enjoyment, I think, of different relationships are different. And perhaps that's not a relationship that you're even in, where you feel like you have that kind of freedom to move and it's something different, and that's okay. But also, I guess, from my own personal experience, just this availability of openness to want that, and the way that it makes me feel powerful in myself, in my feminine self, to to show up in that way and to say, this is what I want. And so all of that was in the same day. I mean, so this was like sex two times in a day. And you know, there's not complaining here, but I think it's just that whether it's physical pain or it's some other sort of processing that you're doing, there might be a moment where you're like, I am sexy as hell and I feel real good about it. And then I, you know, after the morning, I was wearing this white tank top with no bra and, you know, slightly see-through-ish, and I like that can kind of see my nipples, and you know, so I'm in that space. And then there's last night that happens, and so we're more than one thing. We have more than one experience even in a single day. And you know, my lover asked me the other day, and I was saying, you know, I took my vibrator in the shower, which I don't usually do, and he was like, didn't I satisfy you? And I was like, ah, it's not about that. So I guess I share all this because I hope you're owning the hell out of your orgasm, because right now there's a time when I first met him, I was like, my vibrator's broken. And there's a podcast where I keep saying that, where I'm like, yep, my vibrator's broken. It's not satisfying at all because he's satisfying me so much. But now, like, I want to clitorally come, and I cannot, because riding him takes too much motion in my body that I can't do it right now. Otherwise, it's like the sharp kind of pain. And so I get to have him lick me in all different ways and touch me with his hands. I just can't ride. And so I get to use my vibrator, and I get to own the hell out of that. And like, I have those moments where maybe I'm angry that that's like what the situation is, but I still, like, there's also this sense of power that I am aware of what my body needs and wants, and I can give it still too. And it is mine. Like, I found myself with my hand on my heart saying, like, this is mine. Like, this is mine. This isn't anybody else's. This isn't his. This isn't any other lovers. This isn't my kids or my parents. Like, this self, this me bag, this is mine. And I get to own it. And the pain does not get to own it. I get to own my own pleasure, my own joy, my own story. And perhaps there is going to be this little chapter where I'm like, oh, that was a chapter. And I understand, like, and I took a poll a little while ago on the gram where I was asking people about pain and where people were nervous about, you know, being able to have sex or be satisfying to somebody. And I think, you know, especially as somebody who came from the Mormon church, you know, came from religion, quite a conservative religion. And I found sex, and I found myself through my sensuality, through having sex, through embracing, like exploring my sensuality. And so also to look at this experience as like, okay, this doesn't mean I'm going back that way, right? But like, also it's a reckoning and saying, oh, I really do value this part of me. And this part of me really gives me something. And so really then allowing the seasons to be flexible, you know? And if we take the literal seasons of the year, like, the outside world looks different. It changes. And so maybe in different seasons of our lives, we change too. And this big tree that I can see out my window, that thing gets leaves again. It doesn't have any right now, but it gets them again. And there is no rush, and the timing will be the timing. And again, this word is trust this year for me. And so for this devotional, I hope you're owning your orgasm. And I hope you're talking about sex and talking about what you need right now in this season, and not apologizing for that need, and maybe even allowing somebody to hold you in that, and maybe hold you in a way that feels vulnerable, but would feel really good. And that's its own sort of power. I hope you are finding a place and a way to be loud, to let yourself be angry, to let yourself cry, and to retell this story and to claim it as your own. And the things that you feel like might be trying to be in charge, that you don't want to be in charge, like tell them who's boss. Tell them who's boss and put them in their place. Like, this pain does not get to be in charge of my story and of my joy and of my pleasure. That I get to own. And maybe it looks different in this season. And, you know, joy and pleasure looks, heavens, like that looks way more, that's like a bigger story than just like literally coming. But that could be a piece of it. And I think it's, you know, if I'm relying 100% on clitoral stimulation for all joy and pleasure in my life, like that would be a really, I would be a sad person. That would be a sad life. I get a lot of joy and pleasure from a lot of things. Sensual living is more than orgasming. Sensual living is more than orgasming, and you get to define that and own the hell out of it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here for the kind of stories that are really real and honest. And thank you for reaching out and for sharing yours and for having those kinds of conversations with me or behind closed doors or with yourself. I know that it's making a difference. I truly do. I truly do. Hand to heart, y'all. And keep it sexy. Till next time.
Thank you so much for getting your sexy on with me today. Hearing what you loved, what you learned, or what you're going to share with your lover makes me so damn happy. You can jump on my weekly Sexy Sunday email. You can find that link in the show notes and we can connect through there. And it would super turn me on if you left a rating and review about how much this podcast is giving you life. Until next time. Mwah.